This is GQDN for October the 12th, 2022. In today's episode, we talk about some Dungeons and Dragons, changing up stuff. We also have some games coming to PlayStation, and we have some Cyberpunk 2077 news. But we start today with, once again, another episode of PlayStation versus Xbox. And according to DualShockers.com, Microsoft told the UK regulators that Sony is exaggerating about Call of Duty. So what the CMA has stated, and the CMA is the Competition and Markets Authority, did state, quote, realistic prospect of a substantial lessening of competition in gaming consoles, multi-game subscription services, and cloud gaming services. So there could be indeed something going on. But Xbox is saying that basically that Sony is doing some self-serving statements. So we're keeping an eye on this, and we know that there's going to be some updates as things go forward. But that said, going into more of the Activision type of things, Polygon.com said that Overwatch 2 players are getting free cosmetics and 2x the XP during the weekends to make up for all the downtime. So basically, the players who logged in on October 25th to the end of Season 1 will get all that stuff. Basically, they'll get the Cursed Captain Reaper Legendary skin and a health pack weapon charm for their troubles. And they will get several weekends with double match XP boosts, even though Blizzard did not announce the dates yet. And they're also working on the coins, ranging from 1,000 to 2,000 Overwatch coins, or about $10 to $20 in real money. So we'll see what happens there. Now, it also has plans to run a new Halloween theme event, Chuckenstein's Revenge, The Wrath of the Bride, from October 25th to November 8th. So we'll see if that happens. So until then, once again, we'll keep you apprised on that. Now we get in a little bit happier news. So if you're a Cyberpunk 2077 fan, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. There is a new novel coming out next summer called No Coincidence. And this is what Cyberpunk 2077 said on Twitter. Quote, the new novel, Cyberpunk 2077, No Coincidence, is coming to bookstores in August 2023. Written by Rafael Kosek, No Coincidence tells a story about a group of strangers as they discover the dangers of Night City. There'll be more details coming in soon. So, could this be the storyline connector between Cyberpunk 2077 and its sequel? We'll see. We shall see. Now we go to another Destructoid article, which has no relation to the last game, but Cuphead now has a collector's edition. So within this collector's edition, it has a marionette, a book, some cards, and a music box. Now there are 6 art cards. They're basically a newspaper style, and the music box is a hand crank to it. And there's also a map of the Ink Whale Island. So hey, it does look like some good stuff, really. And pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Something that maybe some Fortnite fans could use here. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has confirmed that the Black Adam skin is coming to Fortnite. This comes to us from DualShockers.com. And he was on different shows promoting Black Adam the movie. Not just talking about, whether or not he would be fighting Superman instead of Shazam. Or maybe, hopefully, I'm thinking Shazam after Superman. But he did get up on Twitter, and he said that the new Black Adam skin will be available on Fortnite from October 20th. The new outfit will be in the in-game shop, and could also come with some different cosmetics, such as a pickaxe, a black bling, emote, and more. We'll see. Black Adam comes out worldwide on October 21st. So this is going to be very cool. Matter of fact, he did say something on Twitter at The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He said, "The Man in Black takes Fortnite. Tune in tomorrow to the Black Adam world premiere live stream on Twitch at 6:30 and catch the bad blank reveal of the Man in Black in Fortnite game." Gonna be cool. Gonna be cool. Now we go on to IGN.com and they said that, well, we're gonna have a new Dungeons & Dragons game, but we don't know what the studio is. Well, now they do. And it'll be Invoke Studios. So, right now there is no release date to it. It is in development. But we did find out that Demonic Guy is leading the studio after leaving Ubisoft last year. So, hey, we got some people that know what they're doing. And this is going to be very, very, very interesting to see how this game goes. Now, talking about some fantasy games, Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier, will be shut down in January. This comes to us from GameInformer.com, and yeah, this is indeed sad news. And Final Fantasy VII did make a statement on Twitter and said, quote, "It is with a heavy heart that we are announcing the end of service for Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier. We will be ending service at 7 UTC on January 11, 2023. Despite all of our efforts to bring you regular updates with fresh, exciting content, we have been able to deliver the experiences that we were hoping to, and that you all deserve. So we have made the extremely tough decision to end the service for Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier. We would like to thank you all for supporting us over the past year. Although this is a little less than 3 months until service ends, we will continue to make updates during this time. So we hope you will continue to enjoy Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier until the very end." So we shall see what happens. Now we go to GameSpot, and they said that Steam has revamped its mobile app and will let you sign in with a QR code. And not only that, you will be able to play some of your games, if not all, on your app. So go have fun with that if you have Steam. Now you got Steam on your phone. Once again, on your phone. We will end today with some games that's going to PlayStation Plus Extra for October. This comes to us from Polygon. And a lot of it's Grand Theft Auto. A lot of it is actually Assassin's Creed. So Odyssey 3 Remastered, Syndicate, China, India, and Russia Chronicles. And there's some Dragon Quest, such as 9S, Echoes of Elusive Age, Definitive Edition, very good game. Dragon Quest Builders and Builders 2. Dragon Quest Heroes and Heroes 2. Inside, Naruto Boruto, Hercom, and The Medium, only for PlayStation 5. Now for the premium subscribers, you get Yakuza 3 Remastered, 4 Remastered, 5 Remastered, Ultra Street Fighter 4, Castlevania, Lord of Shadows, Limbo, and Everyday Shooter. So there is some stuff coming that might already be there. But we are all here at Group Quest. You can find me at Chill Brums. Let me know what you think about the show. And I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/chillspace. We go on twitch.tv/dawnforge on Saturdays. And you can check everybody out at thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow. Goodbye for now. And go play some games, people.